Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
2018 is upon us with a great deal of promise for the new year. With changes locally, statewide, and at the federal level. Some changes are good and needed, while others may not be so good, depending upon each individual's perspective on the matter. At any rate, we enter the new year with changes to the rules that we lived with in 2017. Here in Humboldt County, we'll see the implementation of the recreational use of marijuana, along with the opening of dispensaries and the demands for the production of the product. There will be many issues that will arise from this new aspect to the industry. We will have many struggles along the way. The state of California will also be dealing with the marijuana issue, along with a multitude of other changes. One that comes to mind is the designation of California as a sanctuary state in opposition to federal law regarding illegal immigration. The new designation greatly inhibits law enforcement's ability to work with federal agencies in regards to the legal status of foreign nationals. This will place a burden on communities throughout the state, which would allow violent offenders to stay in our communities. Many polls of Californians reveal that a majority do not agree with the sanctuary state designation. It will be interesting to see how this plays out over the next year and how this impacts our counties and cities. Another interesting change for lawful gun owners is the inability to purchase ammunition online and have it delivered to your home. As of January 1st, it will no longer be permitted in California, and all ammunition must be purchased at a store. It is also important to note California is one of the highest tax states in the country, which has resulted in a large number of middle-class individuals leaving the state for more tax-friendly, worker-friendly states such as Texas. On the federal level, one of the biggest changes is the tax legislation passed in December. Most Americans will see a reduction in their tax burden and will actually keep more of what they make. This should also affect large corporations with increased growth and productivity. I saw a report on CNN recently where they chose three separate households from New York, New Jersey, and California. CNN brought in a tax analyst who went over each of the individual's taxes from 2016 and found that under the new legislation, each would pay less taxes. Each of these states represent the highest tax states in the country. So look forward to 2018, despite the good or not so good changes the year brings. This has been Mike Downey for Community Comment.
Community comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.